He reminds me of the Joker, the Heath Ledger's Joker on Batman, who told one story after another about how he got, you know, the problems on his face.
Right, right.
Fluidly, easily, pathologically, lie and lie and lie for effect. I mean, he was constantly checking out people who was a predator. So that's what I think. This guy is deceptive, manipulative. He's always looking for effect. He's always looking for his own advantage. He's remorseless. The chances are good. I mean, he hasn't been diagnosed. I don't want to do that from the armchair. But, you know, he definitely has what you would think would be a psychopath or certainly a narcissistic personality disorder at the very least. But the psychopath is a manipulative, deceptive, remorseless person who looks to his own advantage or her own advantage at all times and will play people constantly just for fun.
So how in the scale, how does that work? Narcissistic personality is a case of somebody who does what that leads up to a psychopathic personality. What are the degrees between the two?
Well, we don't really look at it as the degrees. It's two different and distinct but overlapping personality disorders.
Okay.
Whereas with narcissistic personality, you're very much enclosed within your own self-concerns and very self-indulgent, but you still have room for remorse and for, you know, being engaged with people in a way. The psychopath is a much more cold-blooded type of person.
So they overlap in the sense that he sounds at least like a narcissist.
Yes.
But it may be worse than just narcissism and that he really is in the psychopathic sphere. Right.
Probably. We're definitely looking at a guy who doesn't mind swindling his friends to get what he needs, you know, lying easily. He knows he's being watched, and yet he doesn't mind cheating people, you know, picking up girlfriends. Killing a girl, I guess he had espresso in the room while he considered what he was going to do, as if there wasn't a dead body lying right there. I mean, that was part of what he had said in his confession. So very, very cold. And if she had, by accident, fallen or something, you know, why didn't you tell someone? Why did he just leave?
Right, right. You know? In the case of Natalie Holloway, to go back to the young girl, high school senior, the story is I believe it's been confirmed that when the Holloway family flew to Aruba, when they heard that Natalie had not gotten on the plane, they immediately flew to Aruba to assist in the search of their daughter. The police said, oh, she's going to turn up. She's off doing drugs with some guy. We've seen it a million times.
Mm-hmm.
They showed no particular concern. They did not send out anybody. And so the family took it upon themselves to investigate. They, you know, they started saying, okay, they tracked it down. They said, who was she last seen with? And they said, oh, it's this kid, Yoren. And so they went to where he was, mm-hmm. and they asked people that knew him. And the first thing the family said they were told is, oh, yeah, Yoren does that a lot. He's always looking for young girls. He's always looking to take advantage of girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, that's so interesting, because that seems like that would fit the profile right away of a predator. If other people right away are picking up that you're always on the prowl, at least in some low-level form, you're a predator. Would you not agree?
Absolutely. And there is some evidence that he was skulking around trying to find girls he could sell into prostitution and things like that. So, yeah, he's definitely a predator. But can we take the step to serial killer? Not yet. It's, at this point, it's all alleged.
Sure. Would you be interested in doing, knowing what you know, would you, Catherine Ramsland, say there would be a profit in going and tracking all of the different ports of call that Yoren Vandersloot has been in over the years to look to see whether there's another case that fits this profile in other cities around the world?
Yeah, I mean, from what we see of him, it's unlikely that he's done this 5 years apart without any other kind of activity in between. But the only problem with that is the level of investigative skill and record keeping you're going to find in these other countries might not be to the level you would hope for. So, just because you go do that doesn't mean you're going to find cases. But I still think it's certainly worth doing, because I don't believe that with the attitude he has and his MO and his sort of offhanded feeling that he's untouchable, that he's only done this twice in 5 years. I don't think so.